Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
And welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. I am Andrew, and I am joined by my friend Quinn on Team Talk.
Guten Tag.
Greetings. So, I got a t-shirt in the mail
Before you share about your t-shirt, I'd like to point out that I sometimes really miss the days my computer sounded like that.
I know.
Quotes, and then I realized that computer didn't have any capability to have a sound card.
That's funny. Let's see, it says...
Hey, it was an IBM PS2 and it had the custom stupid non-compatible bus thing.
Oh, yeah.
Although we did manage to find a... I had a genuine CH Products Thrustmaster and a CH Products game card.
Oh, nice. Flight simulator as much?
Comanche Maximum Overkill, as I recall.
Ah. I had a old... I kind of miss this... It was the simplest joystick, but if I recall, it had analog... It was analog control... It was a simple old black Gravis controller. It had two, like, it had arcade style buttons on the base of the controller and like one trigger on the joystick. And I remember playing Chuck Yeager Flight Simulator or something like that in DOS. And I always picked the SR-71 because you could. You could go into space. In that game, the simulation it let you, because that thing could fly so high in the video game, it just let you go into space.
70,000 plus feet, as I recall.
100.
100?
I'm pretty sure it was like 90. Oh, you're thinking of the U2 that went up to that 90. SR-71 was over 100,000 feet.
Okay. Yeah, you could be right. Yeah, I've been wanting a controller like that.
It was just a simple old flight joystick.
I want better than that. I want a joystick with one button.
There you go. Yeah, get an old Atari controller.
Yeah.
So let's see. So I got this card. Let's see. Dear Andrew, thank you for pre-ordering Shield. Shield is NVIDIA's first gaming portable and has been a labor of love for us over the last year and a half since we started the project. Our vision was to build a dedicated open platform gaming device that would allow you to enjoy a wide catalog of native Android and streamed PC games with full freedom and mobilita.
Mobilita?
Mobilita! Yes.
I did not realize that's actually Android that they're using for the integrated games, is it?
Yeah, it's, it's like... it'll be the latest Android, I guess, which isn't it 4 something?
4.2.
Yeah. So,
I got a little Shield t-shirt. Very nice. Makes me surprised that they still have not serviced a 4.2 update from my extremely high-end Galaxy Note 2.
Hey, I got, what operating system is on my... Thunderbolt, where is it? Let's see.
Obviously, my Nexus 7 is running 4.2, but that's a given.
This thing's starting to show its age, it's just really slow. Where's the phone info program? I know I have it.
Settings, the last thing on the settings page usually.
I had like an actual phone info program that was a little, a little better. Okay, supposedly I got a message, but I don't see it anywhere. Oh, there it is. Ah, Sir Maris says, I think it ships with 4.2.2 and will be upgradable to 4.3 when it comes out.
Wow, thank you.
Let's see. Alright, well, I'll have to find... I'll have to use the one in settings. Okay. About phone. Ah, software info? Yes, 4.04.
4.04?
That's what it says.
That's the, they've left out a dot somewhere. 4.0.4.
Yeah, that's what it says.
You said 4.04.
Well, whatever.
I'm a nitpicker.
Yeah, I really don't like this update because I used to be able to have a different volume for notifications and everything else. But now, notification sounds and my ringer is the same volume. I hate you, Verizon Android stack. That is the one thing I hate about Verizon, I have to say, is their phone OS updates are horrible.
Verizon, you say?
Well, maybe it's HTC, a combination of the two of them, I'm not sure. Either way, why can't my notification be different volume than the phone? I don't want to be... What's this?
Ah. Don't have too much fun now.
Yeah. Because it's like, I'll be sitting, I'll be like sleeping, and because I usually leave my ringer at like full volume because I'm in a data center all day long. So, and sometimes it's loud. But it's like, I don't want to hear my stupid every time I get an email. I haven't even like changed the sounds. It's all the default garbage. I'm too lazy.
Me being primarily an iOS user, I just turn on Do Not Disturb past 11 p.m. and I don't have to worry about things at night.
Ah!
Ack! Good lord, man!
Take that! Oh, it's pretty sad. I'm really just horrible with phones. I work on computers, not phones. That's what I tell people. Because people ask me, like, oh, what do you think? I'm like, I have an old Thunderbolt, okay? I don't care about phones. They don't, my phone needs to do one thing. Give me my, critical notification, like, messages for whatever, and ring to make phone calls. That's it. I don't care.
Unfortunately, your phone and your computer are rapidly becoming one and the same object.
Well.
And you having a few years...
I am waiting. I would like to... I want to see some of the Tegra 4 phones come out, but that's probably not going to be till next year, I think, which is very disappointing.
Right alongside Google Glass, most likely.
Yeah.
You know how excited I am about that.
I'm not. I think it's a horrible idea.
Oh, pardon me.
My goodness. Let's take a quick look at this. Has anything important been sent? Nope. Good. All right. So today, either we can continue Sam and Max or do something else for fun, or I don't know. We'll have to see. but either way, I want this shield to play with. I want to stream my games to it. Alright. So, I was thinking, I just got a couple of new games on Steam, and this one called Folktale is kind of neat. It's basically a game still in progress, and it's like a sandbox, like, city builder, but like in like medieval fantasy type world time. And but what's really cool is like you could like zoom in and on like it's also got like it's kind of like real time strategy a little bit, and it's just an interesting mix, and it's also got some nice humor baked into it, so hopefully it'll come out good in the end. And that could be entertaining to try for a little bit. Because right now, basically what they have is like a big elaborate tutorial. So like it narrates a lot, which is kind of nice. And it's kind of a neat little environment. So we could try that. And I also picked up from GOG the entire Leisure Suit Larry collection. So we have those. And what else did I got something else on Steam. What was it? Oh, I think I pre-ordered Saints Row the Fourth, or whatever they're gonna call it. But while we are here, let's install at least the second episode of Sam and Max. Let's see, Sam and Max, 102, Situation Comedy. Interesting title. Let's see if we can find, FL Studio on here. That would be interesting. Nope. So, how do you search for, like... Okay. What else is going on? Quinn will return shortly. What else is going on? What else is going on is I've been playing Diablo 3 again lately. And in attempt... Okay. Welcome back.
Yeah, food delivery happened. Actually, you're going to lose me for about another 10 seconds while I step across the room.
So I was saying I've been busy playing... Diablo 3 a lot lately, trying to make this Hellfire Ring, which is proving particularly time-consuming by design.
For some reason, the fact that I mentioned Comanche Maximum Overkill earlier and the fact that you just said Hellfire kind of came together in a nice conflagration of happiness.
That's funny. So, let's see. The telephones are live. 1-866-558-TBRN. The messengers are up. TBRN live for AIM, live at tbrn.net for MSN. And the question of the day is, what shall we do today? I do kind of want to try this folktale game. And, so maybe we'll do that for a little bit and see what comes of it. let's open this up. Loading.
Sounds so peaceful.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Steam, it only all it says on your tile on the Steam contacts list is in-game. It doesn't say what you're playing.
Huh.
I wonder if that's because it's early access.
I don't know. Let's see what are in the options here. Let's turn everything to maximum. Okay. Game. Controls. Okay. Assign squad and select squad. That's what I want to know. All right, I'm hoping that it starts the tutorial or whatever over.
4 months, yep. People have struggled through swamps and forests, across deserts and frozen wastes, battling storms and high seas that threatened to dash them against the rocks. They came to escape from the tyranny of the evil Lord Black Dog.
The ship just ran over a giant octopus.
Financiers had crushed the population to little more than indentured slaves. Fleeing a land where toast is rationed to only the select few and the good people eat only stale bread, your brave subjects have fought and suffered before arriving on the shores of this remote island. It is here they hope to find peace and tranquility. Where they can farm and build a new... Oh, look, there's Bernard.
Hello.
Where was I? Oh, yes. To a land where your people can build a new society, where freedom and toast are available to everyone. And it is up to you, our steely-eyed leader, to build a brighter future for your brave pioneers. Because let's face it, the villagers...
This guy's standing on a plank on top of a building. And
this
he's jumped
is off. The world. Of folktale.
Well, I guess that guy's dead.
He became a road beat.
Welcome to our new village.
Yeah.
Let's practice moving around. Moving the mouse to the edge of the screen will move you in that direction.
No way!
Alternatively, you can use the W, A, S, and D keys. Or the
I have to try this right now.
What about the
you
arrow
can
keys?
Camera by holding down the right
they,
mouse button.
They work too! The arrow keys also work! Down.
Finally, Die. You can adjust the camera height by scrolling the mouse scroll wheel. Or using the Z and X keys on your keyboard.
Z.
Hey, you
to
right
test
word.
Your navigation skills, I've or highlighted a location on the map. Go there now to continue our lesson. We should set to work building a windmill and planting wheat fields that can be harvested and milled into flour.
Yeah.
Superb! Our villagers will set to work hammering and sawing.
Hooray.
In the meantime, why not place one or more wheat fields next to the windmill? The closer resources
hey,
are to buildings, the less time villagers will spend transporting goods,
process.
And the more productive they can be. New building options are available.
Okay. Build a wheat field. Okay, then.
On my way.
Stereo,
new building options are available. Our village is ready. Train a farmer by selecting a free villager and right-clicking on the windmill.
What now?
That does not work at all. You have to left-click. Lies!
Ta-ta.
I showed them.
Great. You just trained your first specialist.
Wow!
A farmer will tend to the fields, planting seeds and harvesting wheat, before delivering it to the windmill to be milled into flour. Your villagers will then be able to buy flour from the storehouse to make bread, generating more income for us.
Yay!
We should build a woodcutter's lodge close to the woods and train one of our folk to be a woodcutter.
Very well.
Let's get to work.
Wait, what? That doesn't make sense. Go back to the farm.
What's going on?
Perhaps be so.
Farmer, go back to the farm. I don't want you going milling over there. Silly farmer, thinking he's a woodcutter.
Really?
Really? That's right.
Okay.
Okay. Chop chop! Build a woodcutter's hut. I do it.
My pleasure. On my way. What now?
Well, this is neat. These people make buildings fast.
You mean like they're on some kind of performance enhancing? No, never mind.
It's like they materialize parts of buildings out of nothing. I wish I was that good of a builder.
Why am I all of a sudden reminded of the Bond builder themes? Oh, gosh.
Yo, want something?
I'm sorry.
All right, I've got a woodcutter.
Boy, you best not be messing with me.
Whoa. Okay, then. Capture the logging plant. Oh, no. Logging camp. I can't read. I always read good some of the time. Wow!
I'm just remembering that moment from Zoolander.
Saw logs into planks can be used to construct other buildings. We'll also need more iron bars and stone. Build an iron smelt near the iron mine and train a miner.
I don't know if we... I mean, I know it's medieval times and all, but child labor, I don't know. Is that not the kind of miner they meant?
Oh, you're terrible.
I know.
You're terrible.
I am. I'm very bad.
And not just for the child's labor either.
What movie was it? Where, I want to say it was of Will Smith, and he was like, my shit always works some of the time.
I don't remember.
Yes.
I want to say it was a Men in Black movie, but I don't think it was.
Well, let's see if anyone listening knows. Or if I have entirely the wrong person in mind. Okay, I just noticed an interesting graphical effect. Because I'm zoomed over on top of a tree here, and let me see if I can even... I guess for most people it really wouldn't make any difference listening to me describing visual things, but it's the way these trees' texture is very interesting. It's like... there's like... It's almost like there's invisible culling of the texture from the geometry, because I can see like a leaf as part of the transparent texture, but then like as it's animating, like moving forward and back.
New building options are available.
Hooray! Part of it like cuts off when it goes past a certain point, like to nothingness. it just disappears. So like it keeps an invisible shape. So like it textures inside of the geometry.
Yeah. Please note that you I've dealt enough with hands-on like 3D stuff like that. I've done coding in OGL before.
Excellent.
So I know exactly
before
what you're talking
miner
about.
Can get to work, we need to clear out the rat infestation near the mine. And hoist our faction flag to state our claim. Select one or more villagers and right-click on one of the rats near the iron mine.
My villager murdered them on all on his own.
Now move some of our villagers.
Horatio Chaucer.
When the flag is at the top of the pole, we gain control of the resource.
He's
and our
level
miner
two
can
now.
Start extracting ore.
I don't know why I've heard that before, but I have.
Terran the Unsavory.
Probably doesn't smell good. Yeah, what you were describing there suggests that there's something, there's some very forceful additive process going on.
Prepare for loud noise. Or not. Hmm? Never mind.
Mining? Ah, it's the pets.
What's up?
Resource captured.
Hooray!
Superb. Now build a stonecutter's lodge near the stone quarry and train one of our villagers to be a stonecutter.
Okay, then.
So when do we get to build the groups of people with sticks and rocks and things that shoot and so on and so forth?
I don't know. Let's see.
And hopefully you'll get this reference, but on level 7, do we get an ion cannon?
Building options are available.
Yay!
What now? Okay.
Absolutely. Something to be done?
I just realized it was very rude for people to have to hear me eat.
Wesley Beaverhouse, Stonecutter.
Oh, I'm sure public school is great for him.
Yeah. Capturing Stone Quarry.
Resource secure.
Hooray! Something's happening. Oh, what are the goblins? Uh-oh.
What is that, bruv? What did the big man say? Big man? He says he's been talking to them Weirfu monks who is like all the way up on the mountain, innit? Innit, though? They is proper in the clouds. And they see all these like filthy human beings getting comfy on our turf. All building villages and thing, you get me, bruv?
I hear you, man.
So the big man reckons they is all our property and he'll get some wicked coin for them, innit?
What's the plan?
We go down there and they're all like,
oh no, please don't make us into slaves.
And we like, take them back up to the big man.
They got any protection, bruv?
Nah, man, that's the best thing, they got nothing.
Let's do this.
No, I hear you, man, let's do it. It would appear that a bunch of Americans wrote these lines.
Listen up. He was all the property of the slave master Urzal. He's taking some of you to be his slaves. The rest of you better shut it, or we'll take all of you. This is our village now, you get me, yeah?
Well, I guess we ain't alone on this island no more.
So what are we gonna do, lads?
Well, we can't just leave them to the goblins, can we, dear boy? We should go and rescue them.
But we're no soldiers, and we ain't got no swords or nothing.
we don't go and get them back, them goblins will be thinking we's all just here like turkey waiting for Thanksgiving.
We need
fire sound effect, I think.
Yeah. What about you, Bernard? After all, they did take your wife.
Well, I'm sure she'll be fine.
Well, I can't go. I've got, important buildings to make.
Shoot, I can't go. I've got important, logs to chop.
I've got, important, holes to dig.
Hey, didn't they also take Jethro the farmer?
What?
They took Jethro. You know, the farmer.
But that means...
What?
That means that we can't grow wheat.
So?
If we can't grow wheat, then we can't make bread.
So?
If we can't make bread, then...
What is it, man?
That means we can't have toast.
Ah!
Boys, we're going to get Jethro.
Aren't you forgetting someone?
Oh, yeah. Let's get the wife, too. Let's get tooled up. One of your buildings caught fire.
No!
We need some improvised weapons to defend the village with.
No, we need water, something to put the fire out.
Don't mind that burning building. It'll just burn indefinitely.
Apparently, my God almighty.
Huh? Please note, I've never played the game before, and yet I know the burnt building will burn indefinitely.
My pleasure. On my way.
Ta-ta.
Gosh, they're so peaceful and cheery.
Oh, hey.
Everything is dying.
Hey, some guy got a bucket and threw it on the fire.
Wow.
Hey, another one came and threw a bucket of water on the building. Hooray. Well, that takes care of that. That was easy. All right, so we need something. What do we need? Build a barracks. Let's see. All right. Where? Right here looks good. All right. Building a barracks. This is exciting. We're gonna go invade this goblin place, I guess. Yes, barracks. Trains militia.
New building options are available.
Hooray!
Brindley? What now? Before sending out a party of adventurers to rescue the villagers, we should give our militia some combat training. There are some mischievous-looking critters close to the village. Clear them out, and let's see if there's anything interesting to be found.
Ah.
On my way.
Ta-ta.
What now?
Ah, there's Horatio Chaucer. He better become a militia. He beat up three goblin... No, what were those? He beat up three bad things with his bare hands. He's gonna be the hero of the militia. I decided.
Okay. My pleasure.
Or not.
On my way.
Oh, I see. I can only have five guys.
Ta-ta.
Damn.
Yes?
Could I fire this guy? Well.
You called?
Okay.
There we go. So I occasionally go through the list of available Steam games, and I wonder what possesses people to come up with such great titles as Agricultural Simulator 2013.
Your orders? Your wish?
Ah, so it lied about that control as well. It said shift. It's the control key that did what I wanted. Not understanding. That's kind of what
that reminds me of all those versions of Duke Nukem 3D that would tell you to press a certain key to actually respawn.
Mine is to obey.
Charge! Alright, there's three kobolds, however you say that. Must every fantasy game have kobolds, whatever? Rat creature, whatever the hell these things are. They're always the same. I'm sick of them.
I shall drink to your death. May you die.
Oh my god. He'll drink to his
now
death.
Now we've got the basics of combat. We should explore beyond the village borders and see if we can pick up the trail left by the goblins.
Okay.
Quick march. Tis an honor.
All right.
We're going to need more manpower to keep growing at this rate. Constructing two more cottages will encourage new settlers to arrive on the boats.
Away I go.
I see. Right now, I'm sending my militia to explore this area.
You're looking at me?
Whoa. That got really serious really quick.
You are defeated, and I win. Yes.
Oh my
god. Okay, then.
With all this walking, I'd be in better shape. I best cut off the donuts.
I just noticed that the,
Can I see your papers?
The stereo is reversed for some reason.
Huh.
Think twice before breaking...
But I can fix that. Let's just go here, and... We will just swap it out over here. There.
The law.
Problem solved.
Ready for duty, sir. Heading out. By your leave.
I had one of them loot
mine
a chest.
Is to obey.
I don't know how to use this inventory. So you have like a global inventory. But I don't know what to do with it.
One does not simply watch the city.
Oh my god. Speaking of which,
they gave me this pointy thing in training and I still don't know what it does.
They gave me this pointy thing in training, and I still don't know what it does. Alright, let's build this cottage. Build more cottages. Alright, peasants. Build a cottage.
So basically, am I gathering that this is what Sidmere's civilization would be like if it was actually made for mere mortals to play?
Yeah, something like that. It does feel a little bit like that. Yeah, I tried one of those once. It was just way too complicated. All right.
That's why I like the original Command and Conquer so much. So you only if you could concentrate on one thing at a time, you could actually still play it.
Yeah. All right, so I built more cottages. I built, well, one more cottage. Am I supposed to build two?
You did use the plural.
That's true. Well, the real question is where? Do I build...
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say over there.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. Well, I'll build one here, maybe. No. I don't want to build there. So... Whoa. Trying to pick the optimal location for this other cottage. This is difficult. Well, I guess I can build one. How about right there? Let's see. Let's go back to our capable.
I think I stand around all day. There's a lot more to it than that. There's a lot of people watching too. Quick march!
New villagers have arrived.
Hooray!
God, this helmet's heavy. As you wish.
All right, there goes my militia. There's a guy down here at the end of this roadway.
Great! Our little village is a bustling hive of activity. But we're going to need more food as new settlers arrive and more diversity as their taste buds develop.
Oh.
Build a cow pasture for milk and a chicken coop for eggs. Then we can start selling them from the storehouse.
Wow.
Move out.
All right, looks like my militia's reaching this guy. Let's see. He had a question mark on his head. Oh.
So you're supposed to talk to him or something?
Something's happening. What the heck? Ah, there's a goblin setting a bomb.
Oh.
Uh-oh. See, our guys are walking along.
What was that?
No! Oh, hobbles! My beautiful hobbles! They've stolen you away from me!
You're right, mate.
No, I am not all right. Those filthy goblins have stolen my hobbles away from me. Oh, I can't stand the thought of their filthy, rough hands all over him. I feel faint. No!
Who are you? And what are you doing out here in the middle?
Is that supposed to be a male character or a female character?
More Black Dark Bannon.
That's definitely a male.
We're living in a
alternative lifestyle.
No, silly. Hobbles is my familiar.
Oh, right.
Very effeminate voice actor.
More than a pet. Yeah. We have a magical bond. Our minds and souls are intertwined in a beautiful, penetrating partnership. Lord Black Dark banned all wizards from having familiars. He thought it was creepy.
Sounds a bit overly familiar to me.
The only way it could be better would be if the voice actor was Richard Simmons.
Hobbles has been taken from me. I must get him back, no matter what the cost. I can't do this on my own. I need some big, strong lads to help me.
They're being very obvious about this.
I heard the goblins talking about some settlers they'd kidnapped from a nearby village.
Obviously,
they must be on the other side of this wall.
Oh.
Now the first problem is how...
Just listen to what he's actually saying.
I think this may be a bit much for even your rippling physique. So how do we get through? Let me think. Aha! Hobbles and I were looking for somewhere warm to snuggle up the other night.
Oh my god.
And we happened on an old mine. We could use that to bash through the gates. If I remember correctly, it was a McDongle Mark IV, so you'll need to insert a McDongle's gem of rebooting to reset its commands before it will obey you. Now, I've seen a gem of rebooting. Where was that? Ah, yes, the deserted monastery up on White Peak. Watch out for the monks, who found enlightenment by becoming werewolves and now practice were-foo. It's like kung fu, but hairier. fetch the gem of rebooting, activate the golem, then bring it back here.
Where,
then
Fu?
We can use it to break down the doors and rescue Hobbles and the villagers. Hurrah!
Hobbles? Right you are, sir.
Forward! At once!
Resource captured!
Heading out! By your leave!
Alright, so I guess we gotta send the militia this way.
Mine is to obey! Double time!
Sorry.
These guys are funny.
I was told during
training. Oh, I was apologizing because I ran my hand along the top of the machine and thought I'd brush the microphone.
Quick march! Tis an honor! As you wish.
Oh. Ogres! A terrible, disgusting ogre.
Away I go!
Kill it!
Squasher time!
There you go.
Ready for duty, sir! I have won! Ha ha!
Two more ogres
forward.
Over here.
Onward to victory and mead!
Victory and mead.
At your command. Victory! Your command.
All right, one of these ogres down. Yay! They're both dead.
At once!
There's a chest over here. Hooray! Alright. Hey, what's this?
By your leave!
Your orders?
Sir Edmund Mildrew, a knight.
Move along.
Apparently, there was just a knight just out here. And he's mine. I don't know how that happened.
Double time!
Let's head back to the village. Let's build this, chicken coop.
Quick march! Mine is to obey. Tis an honor. As you wish. Away I go. Move out. Forward.
New building options are available.
Hooray!
New villagers have arrived.
Time.
New building options are available. Your villagers are lacking in faith and desperately need moral guidance.
Oh my.
We should consider constructing a monastery and training some monks.
Yeah. Every time you scroll the map off to, unseen fog of war type area,
mm-hmm.
It does that.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're building a monastery.
New building options are available.
Yeah.
Build a bee yard, the monks will start brewing mead, which we can sell at the tavern to generate income.
Yes, my child.
All right. Building a bee yard.
New building options are available. Excellent. Now construct a tavern and train an innkeeper. The innkeeper will carry barrels of mead from the storehouse and sell them for us.
Trying to find. Here we go.
Okay. A woman's work is never done.
Where is the. There it is.
Be right there, darling.
Okay. Oh my god. Alice the Hairy.
Oh gosh.
She's gonna be the innkeeper.
Oh, goodness.
Those names are funny.
I particularly liked Leslie. Don't take that the wrong way, either.
Seems like our only active quest is to retrieve the gem of rebooting. So, let's send our guys.
Am I the only person that keeps thinking that back then they really shouldn't know what rebooting was?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're going
to
just give it a, you know, a swift boot to the face or something. You know, reboot it. Huh?
So we'll just, by your leave. Dispense with that idea.
Oh.
I don't know where this is coming from.
Once a religious sect of great devotion and piety, they practiced in solitude and silence in their quest to achieve enlightenment. Evil monk Wolf Chow became head of the order and ruled the monastery with a leash of iron. He even banned the monks from making their renowned homemade organic toast. The monks rebelled, led by Rufus Pooh, but couldn't stop the ritual of the Bloody Fang because Wolf Chow used the unearthly and ancient squeaky toy weapon to distract the from his followers.
Squeaky toy?
The twisted path of the ninja wolf by becoming a werewolf and learning the dark secret of werefu. That night was known as the Night of the Pointy Teeth, and Wolf Chow turned all the monks into his werewolf disciples.
Forgot to post that.
Now they practice the fearsome
follow
the dark path. Approach carefully, as they no longer need a full moon to become their doggy selves. And they have very pointy teeth.
I see.
Mine is to obey. We have won the day, men!
Move along.
Nothing to see here.
Double time! Quick march! Quick march! There's an honor! Who wants some? Say hello to my little son. Time to die! Arm yourselves, men! Hooray! For honor!
It's 6 o'clock.
Ooh, sorry about that.
God, your breath stinks! Have you considered mints? Let me introduce you to my friend, Pointy. Pointy, meet Stupid.
Sounds about right, don't it?
This is hilarious.
God, your breath stinks! Have you considered mints? Tis an honor. Move out!
God damn it! Demand that I loot this thingamajig! Apparently I can't. Oh well.
Ready for duty, sir. You think with all this walking I'd be in better shape? I best lay off the donuts. Can I see your papers?
Okay, I want the camera to actually face the direction I'm going when it follows these people. That
By
would
your
be good.
Leave. Mine is to obey. Forward! I shall drink to your death!
Ooh. Oh, we lost a guy.
Time to die. I will leave. Oh my, you certainly hit every branch when you fell out of the ugly tree. Double time!
Wow.
Quick march! Careful with that, you might hurt yourself. Onward! Attack! You are defeated, and I win. Yes.
Didn't quite think that one through, did he?
Stand around all day, but there's a lot more to it than that. There's a lot of people watching too. At once.
All right, Sir Edmund Mildrew is... We've acquired the gem of rebooting.
As you wish.
Now to find the dwarven key and open the portcullis. So it tells me.
Well, there's a long word I actually recognize. Portcullis.
Yeah.
Away I go. You're so ugly, you make my sister look pretty.
Ooh.
See if I can find the guy that I'm looking for, because we lost the man.
Oh.
And I want to train what's-his-face.
Ready to work.
Help.
Oh, did they kill somebody?
Yeah. I must find what's-his-face who beat up three guys with his bare hands. Where is he?
Hmm? Okay.
Let's see, who's in here? Nope. He's not in that house. Not in there.
What's up, Slick?
Donald the Hairy. I wonder if he's related to Alice the Hairy.
I was wondering about that myself. Sounds like a...
There's Horatio Chaucer.
Sounds like a semi-random name generator to me.
I know. Horatio Chaucer has a future in this man's military.
On my way.
Then I'm sending him over. Where is he?
Ta-ta!
Aha!
Really?
There we go. Alright. Horatio is now in the militia.
I keep thinking of the main character from CSI Miami. And then I realize how loud my typing is.
Forward! Ready!
Corporal Horatio. See?
Attention! With honor. By the gods, who does your wardrobe?
We're following Horatio as he makes his way to rejoin with the rest of the militia.
Makes his way very slowly, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
New villagers have arrived.
He's getting there. So it seems like all these guys, they level up, and like they have spells and stuff, mm-hmm. Which is kind of neat. All right, he's crossing the snowbank over to wherever this place is. All right. Corporal Horatio.
Ready to obey.
Alright, we've got the dwarven key.
By your leave!
Alright, so now that we've got the dwarven key, we could open the gate to where this, golem or whatever is that we gotta reset. Let's see. Oh, I thought of something funny we can do for, it's like the last half hour.
Ooh, what you got?
I'll keep it a surprise for now. But it will be semi, M-rated.
This could be interesting.
Depending on your standards.
Let's just say I'm intrigued and leave it at that.
Ready to serve. Mine is to obey. Double time. I want the right to arm bears.
Oh, yes.
The right to arm bears.
There you go.
Double time. Quick march.
Whoa.
Blimey. It's hotter than a goblin's codpiece in here. Phew. There's the golem Camfrey was banging on about. First things first, we need to shut it down. There are two ways of doing this. You can either open up the hydraulics manifold spigot mandrel, deactivate the heliocentric coupling before using your wand of multiplexing to decentralize the... What is it?
We don't know what that means, and we've only got souls.
I was about to say.
Okay, well then, just beat it until it stops moving.
Yay!
There we go. That's what we're looking for.
I have won! Ha ha! Onward to victory and speed!
Wow, there's dwarven guard ghosts.
Victory! Tis an honor! Attention! Standing ready, standing firm, awaiting your command.
Your wish.
Well, apparently, poor Horatio has been murdered.
Aw, that's too bad.
Tis an honor, as you wish. OMG, I got out of bed for this.
Unlocked yet. Okay. Alright, there's some dwarven blacksmiths over here.
Huh.
Attack!
A sweet taste of victory! Oh no, wait.
Yeah.
Here, take my sword. I'll watch this stick.
We have won the day, men. Can I see your papers? Move out.
I stand ready, sir.
Think twice before breaking the law.
Forward.
To serve. Heading out.
Yes?
By your leave.
Your command?
At once.
Whoa. So this golem's got like AoE electrical attack.
Less chatter, more splatter.
Luckily, the knight has a taunt ability. Hopefully he has enough HP. Yes, there we go.
Ready for duty, sir.
Take that, golem.
Why is nothing happening?
I don't know.
Give it a kick.
Ow! That didn't work.
Having tried turning it off and turning it back on again, maybe it needs juice. God. Look nearby. There must be some way to get it going.
That kind of blows your earlier theory about rebooting out of the water, don't it?
Yeah. So, it looks like, we gotta flip the power
with
switches.
Honor. Mine is to obey. Tally-ho! He gave me this.
That's one power switch. So do I have to, like...
By your leave.
Do them all at the same time, or...
Mine is to obey.
What the hell was that?
That sounded like a monkey.
Double time!
Wait a minute, what? Okay.
Your wish? Quick march!
Alright, two switches. And I'm sending my guys to... They're going to do the last two.
Doesn't sound very healthy, boss.
No. Well, that's probably all the hitting it with swords. If you'd have done it my way... never mind. Let's just get it back to the wizard before it breaks down.
That's going to have to be rather quick. Huh?
I stand ready, sir.
Oh, wow, this thing is slow. Which I suppose is to be expected.
Yeah.
Pigeon in honor!
New villagers have arrived.
Return to Campfree Mageflower.
Oh, what is taking them so long? My poor hobbles will be cooked and turned into a roast dinner by now. What the... What happened
I still
to
say they should have opted for
Richard
Simmons.
It looks like it
couldn't
punch its way out of a wet paper bag now.
Well, sir, we had a bit of trouble.
Right. Let's get this rust bucket going, then. Don't worry, hobbles, I'm coming!
Ow.
I've set it to stop on the other side of this rubble. Hopefully then we can use it against those foul goblins.
Well, it punched right through their door.
It should stop just about
that was a
now. Oh, well. Onwards, my handsome boys.
Oh, my God.
Find hobbles and your friends, but please hurry.
March! Attack!
Look out your eyes.
that, you whelp. Tis an...
For honor!
Another one bites the dust. My lord? At your command, as you wish.
See if there's any way I can,
Onward!
As you wish.
Need some human teeth.
Onward to victory and mead.
Mead?
I shall drink to your death.
Oh, mead is something we face.
Yeah.
Well, seem to be part of the game
plan of my blade.
Well, wheat and honey.
I was told during training to never wear a red shirt to work.
Once. Was that supposed to be a Star Trek reference?
Maybe.
Not that I'm at all a Star Trek viewer.
With honor.
I just remember red shirts and dead people.
Yeah.
Move out.
Dance on your bone.
Forward! Attack!
Ah, oh, we lost another guy.
Halt! Who goes there? At once!
Now, where is this camera? Is very disorienting because, like, there's no easy way. The mini map is really bad. We need to train some new people.
Aye, lad.
What now? Okay. My pleasure.
If you say so. Customer's always right.
I'll be back in about 2 minutes. I'm going to step out for about 1 moment and then move to another machine.
Let's train these guys to get more militia here.
At your command! At the ready! Your command!
Okay. Waiting for more Hi-ho! Of my militia to arrive.
Night watch is the worst. Have you tried watching?
Hmm. do you get there? Oh, I see.
By your leave!
Alright, our two new militiamen are almost arrived to join with the others.
Mine is to obey.
I see up ahead there's three goblin archers over here. Plus the knight, who's still alive. Ugh. I'm gonna have to train more guys again. So, let's go this way. No, don't do that. Ugh. Ugh. Controlling guys is really annoying, I have to say.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, great. Sorry for the added noise on this machine.
Like, there's all this stuff that's not in place yet, it looks like. Alright. Looking at this horrible mini-map, how can I get back to... Alright. That is here. Alright. I need to go this way. We need more militia guys. I don't see enough people. Aha, there's another peasant. So the real question is, should I build another cottage to make more, to have more people, or if I built another barracks, then I could have more militia, I guess, huh? Let's see what happens if I build another barracks. Because I have a feeling that five guys isn't gonna be enough for this slave master Urzal.
New villagers have arrived.
Hopefully we can attack this guy, and then try the other fun
new
thing.
New building options are available.
I'm interested to hear what this is.
Is it? All right. Here. Now I have all right, my guys are somewhere over here. Wow, this is a big place. So hopefully I'll have 10 guys now. Maybe that'll be enough. So they're being sent over. Well, I don't have 10 quite yet. I need to still get some more people. Alright, there's one more guy I need, then I'll have a full set of people. Cottage. All right. Now I'll have 10 guys for the big finale, I guess.
It could also be the big rout. We're not totally sure just yet.
All right. All right, the last two guys are on their way.
New villagers have arrived.
See what's over here. It looks like three goblin slavers. The last two guys are on their way. I'm pretty sure this group of guys is enough for three goblin slavers, so the other two guys can come when they get here. Uh-oh. Ah, we're being ambushed! Oh. Well, I lost two guys already. Yeah, this is just ridiculously like tough. Cause your militia just gets annihilated. Well, I got two guys on the way. Goblins.
two villagers have arrived.
Has been interesting, but I think we'll end that game.
Kind of a shift, yeah.
So now let's open this for a little bit. Could be entertaining.
Oh my, what could it be?
Let's see.
Oh, baby. Oh, yes.
There.
Oh, no, there. Ooh. Oh. Oh, baby. Oh, you are the greatest. This has got to be the best night of my life.
I need more, Larry. More.
Nice.
And something new.
Oh, and thunder in the background, too.
Slip into these.
God, Shamra, is there anything we haven't done?
There's a lot I haven't done, Laffer. That's why I'm leaving you.
Leaving? Now?
A night with you gives a woman plenty of time to think. All that New Age philosophy crap just isn't me. What I really love is money.
You can't leave me here like this.
You're right. So long, sucker.
She put a cigarette
hey,
in her mouth.
I don't smoke. Oh, baby. You are the lowest. This has got to be the worst night of my life. Well, at least things can't get any worse.
2 seconds later.
No, he spit out the cigarette onto the bed. He's handcuffed to the backrest or whatever of the bed.
Oh, great.
And...
Attention, attention, ye independent house.
Me?
Yes, you, the person who spent the night with Shamra. Leave now. We think there may be a fire somewhere.
Ow!
It's called fire. It's spreading. And it's going to kill you if you don't get the hell out of here.
Oh.
Ow.
Let's see. Wiz.
Oh, jeez.
Good thing you wore your industrial strength extra absorbent underwear. Shamara's vice grips lie on the table. Just waiting for another chance at love.
Oh.
It's a good thing Shamara used those vice grips last night. I can just reach them.
Lil Hairweave Kit.
La Costa Lata thoughtfully provides one of these complimentary Lil Hairweave kits in every room.
My comb-over could use a little thickening. That
given that somebody
work
said the name
that.
Larry, this is basically what I'm assuming it is, isn't it?
What's that?
This is a Leisure Suit Larry game, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Ow.
Ow. Okay. Fire.
There's no way your vice grips are strong enough. Those grips spell vice with a C, not an S.
Move your mousey cursor to the upper left corner of the game's graphics area until the menu bar appears. Click on the menu bar and the menu will drop down.
You open the La Costa Lata complimentary Lil Hair Weave kit and find a needle inside.
Whittle your way out of the handcuffs.
Meow!
What's the matter, Larry? Got a little prick?
Yeah. Oh, wait. I... Oh.
Move your mousey cursor to the upper left corner of the game's graphics area until the menu bar appears. Click on the menu bar and the menu...
Yes!
We use the needle.
Yum!
Yum!
Are you crazy? This is the 40th floor! Don't you worry. We've got the net here.
I can see the fish tank is boiling and the fish are dead on the top.
Oh, great.
Those poor little guys have seen better days.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let's see, let's break the aquarium.
There's not enough water in the aquarium to put out that raging inferno.
Oh. Drink?
Even that long night of lovemaking hasn't made me thirsty enough to drink warm water laced with fish feces.
Oh. Well, let's see, how about eat?
The aquarium's contents are too well done to be considered sushi.
Oh.
This glass
you and I
door
had the same
leads
reaction,
to the balcony.
Just,
and safety.
Open the door. Whoa! He's burning. He turned red. I guess the door is burning hot, but he's still alive.
He must have overheated the frame.
Yeah. Right.
Other. Let's eat the door.
Eat. Doesn't anybody... Wait a minute.
Okay. So what's neat is when you choose other, it actually gives me, like, I can type what I want.
Oh.
It's kind of... So it's like a mix of, like, modern... More modern point and click. And then, like, still with a type interface. If you want to type in certain verbs. So let's see. What do you want to do to glass patio door... Smash. Success!
Hey, what's this?
He's got glass all
ow,
over.
Ow! I hate paper cuts.
He's putting it in his
ow,
underpants.
I hate paper cuts.
Oh.
Yump! Yump!
Yump!
Okay, I'm coming.
I wish I had for myself a dollar every time I've heard that.
Slow motion jumping from explosion. He bounced off the trampoline through a... That was difficult to describe. And landed on a cactus.
Leisure
that...
Suit Larry! You just leapt from the 40th floor of a burning building! What are you gonna do next?
Now?
I'm going to take a cruise.
Yeah, that figures. To Disneyland.
Love for sale. Can we? So, I don't know if I click something, if it's gonna skip like just this. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. If there was a woman wheeling an old guy.
Oh, hello there, boat babes. My name is Larry. Larry Laffer.
Welcome aboard the PMS Bouncy, Laffer.
Oh, God.
I'm Captain Thigh.
Before this cruise is over, she'll be falling all over me.
Oh, he got punched in the face.
Here's your key card, Mr. Laffer. There's been a slight problem with your room. I kind of expected that. Oh, not to worry. I took the liberty of substituting our largest cabin. You'll have plenty of room. Wow, that's super. Thanks. Now, where would my room be? Oh, just check the map. You're in room zero.
Better than room negative one, I suppose.
About that.
You insert your key card into the slot with great anticipation. What would
there is a room negative one next to it.
Oh, goody.
Okay, that is a big stairway down into part of the engine room.
Cybersmith 2000.
Your attention, please. Anyone wishing to spend next week humping the captain, please report immediately to the ship's lounge.
This pipe is clearly marked water, for what that's worth. You've been provided with the finest in Army surplus cots.
Well, that's good.
Not that good. It's from the Uzbekistan Army, and the only reason it's surplus is because sleeping on it is less comfortable than sleeping on frozen tundra.
Oh.
Yes.
This toilet doesn't work. It has no water coming in, and the drain seems to be plugged up. The toilet worked perfectly when this cabin's last occupant checked in.
Oh, that's good.
Not that good. He had to plug up its drain pipe to keep it from leaking all over the floor.
Oh.
Okay, everybody, break. 5 minutes. This little giant safety shower was built according to the traditional principles of design and workmanship of the master craftsman of Vrohuti.
Well, that's good.
Not that good. Their traditional principle is make it last until the warranty expires.
Oh. Hey, wait. When will that be?
Give or take a week?
Sure.
About 12 years ago.
Did I say dough?
Yep.
All right, let's go to, let's see, okay. Captain Queeg's ballroom. Desk Grande Atrimo? The Grand Atrium, I guess. I just can't read. Paradise Casino. The Heaving Ho.
Oh, jeez.
Kitchen. Proud Little Seaman Lounge.
Yeah, just nothing.
Bridge,
for
Captain's
worth,
Quarters, Aft Deck. I don't know how to pronounce this.
Put it in channel text and I'll try.
I can't. because team talk is not in the foreground. The game is.
Oops.
Says F-O-C-S-L-E.
Not a clue.
Horseshoes competition? Poop deck.
Oh my.
And clothing optional pool. So, where should we go?
I'd say the clothing optional pool.
Alright.
Evidently, there's a strange collection of characters lying about at the nude pool.
Your attention, please. There is a meeting starting immediately in the ship's lounge for any and all passengers wishing to spend next week working under the captain.
This is kind of funny. On some of the clothes that you can see hanging around, one of them I can see it's... There's Fred Flintstone's outfit. There's Mickey Mouse's pants. Charlie Brown's shirt with the zigzag.
Uh-huh.
The Cat in the Hat's hat. Apparently they're all on the clothing optional pool.
Dude, you gotta stop here.
Why? What's wrong?
You can't enter the pool like that.
Like what?
Like that. You know, dressed.
Why not, dude?
Safety reasons, dude.
For sure. Safety reasons?
Way. Purser's orders. That polyester fabric could ignite in this tropical sun. So, drop 'em.
Well, I don't think I should enter naked. I mean, everyone would, stare, you know, at my, physical attributes.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, Dick, once I went into a restaurant that required a tie, and, well, because of my personal aversion
okay,
to owning
I'm pretty sure a caricature
wear,
of Ron I Jeremy just walked by.
So,
sure, I got courtesy letters.
Oh.
This little dude right here is exactly what you need.
Oh, great. Of course I couldn't get a normal swimsuit.
It's, he's got a swimsuit.
A towel to cover it up?
With
for sure.
An inflatable...
Problem, dude. Now, don't get it wet. It might
an inflatable
shrink.
Elephant head. Someone's waving us on because apparently they think we're drink servers.
Oops.
Oh, boy.
Oh, thank you. Well, well. What have we here? Is that your trunk or are you just glad to see me?
Uh-huh.
And what's your name, little Babar?
Larry. Larry Laffer. And you?
Drew Barrymore. You know, I haven't seen a codpiece since I took Professor Lipkin's minor playwrights of the late Elizabethan period during my sophomore year at Barnard, and I've never seen one with such a cute African influence. You know, I'm quite interested in history, but I'm essentially ignorant of anything past the tertiary-level African tribes. Could you share a little of its immediate history with me? Perhaps its regional influences or its acquisition history?
Cabana boy gave it to me because I forgot my swimsuit.
Oh.
So, let's see. We can talk about, clothing, cod pieces, overexposure, pickup line, your book, goodbye, or other.
Oh my goodness, there's other.
Yes. What do you want to discuss with Drew Barrymore?
I... haven't the foggiest.
Okay. Oh, that's too long. Like, that doesn't fit.
I didn't mean for you to take that so literally.
Melons.
Well, apparently, it didn't like that choice. It popped up a bunch of things telling me, in the end it says, think like Larry. What would Larry want to talk about other than the obvious? Discuss things you've heard other characters mention. Ask about problems you're having, but don't type extra words such as ask about or talk about. Try single words like sex, name, etc.
Fire.
Fire. This character doesn't understand that topic.
Handcuffs.
Nope.
Really? I suppose anything is possible.
Well, either way, we are out of time. But there is some humorous things in here, right in the menu. One of the funny things about these games... Oh, we can increase or decrease the filth level. Let's see. Current filth setting is mighty filthy. Let's see. Control F. Let's try it. Mighty exceptionally filthy. Mighty exceptionally quite filthy. Mighty exceptionally quite exceptionally filthy. Mighty exceptionally quite exceptionally super filthy. Mighty exceptionally quite exceptionally super entirely filthy. Mighty exceptionally, quite exceptionally, super entirely, extensively filthy.
Oh my god, that's too many different levels of settings.
Mighty exceptionally, quite exceptionally, super entirely, extensively, fully filthy.
Illegally filthy?
Oh, mighty exceptionally...
Actually, considering I'm from North Carolina, some of those levels of filthy that we've already discussed are probably already illegal.
Mighty exceptionally, quite exceptionally, super entirely, extensively, fully, globally filthy.
That sounds universally applicable.
Yes, mighty exceptionally, quite exceptionally, super entirely, extensively, fully, globally, completely filthy. And completely incredibly filthy, completely incredibly, my goodness gracious, it just keeps adding words. I don't think it ends. Utterly filthy, utterly fully filthy, this is like, oh my god, I gotta just like,
it just keeps adding words to it. This is not a real setting, I take it.
It doesn't do anything other than make this dialogue box bigger and bigger. It takes up right now about a quarter of the screen.
Oh, yeah.
Let me hit this a few more times. And dare I read this?
Yes.
I don't have enough breath to read this in one breath. This is going to be quite a task. Mighty exceptionally, quite exceptionally, super entirely, extensively, fully globally, completely, incredibly, quite mightily globally, wholly, utterly, fully globally, very globally, completely, extensively, ultra widely, extremely widely, extensively, utterly, wholly, extremely extensive, entirely, extra, universally, entirely, exceptionally, thoroughly, thoroughly, widely, globally, incredibly, fully, super, super filthy.
That's a lot of adjectives.
Ship stabilizer. The ship stabilizers are now on. Closed captioning. Closed captioning is now on. Let's see. Walking speed. Audio mixer. Ah. Okay, let's see. Help. Customer service. Call Sierra's friendly customer service department for numbers that no longer exist because, sadly, yeah, they're gone.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hints. See the documentation that came with this game for a complete description of the many ways hints are available for this game. Of course, Allo recommends you pick up a copy of the Leisure Suit Larry 7 Love for Sale Hint Book available at sleazier software stores everywhere. That's funny. Okay. About... Oh, that's funny. All right. So, That is it for us today. So tune in next time for more who knows.
Scary.
Goodbye.